any plant, like the buying stuff, I've got sense, motherfucker. Right. Yeah, I would use a sponsor to help me out Valentine's Day. And then, if I really find myself in a snag, I just wait till it get real quiet and just...
Right.
He did it! That nigga much uglier than me did it! It just look over. I need the words of this fucking song. Just say the words to her. Just,
the words are not hard to know.
I don't know the words. All I know is baby. Then what he just yell it. Yup. I wouldn't say shit. I just let him talk.
I know old school Jodeci.
No, fuck that. Like that. You expect that. You don't expect Seal. No one does. No one expected Seal.
I don't think no chick would expect you to.
Heidi Klum did. She went 10 years and didn't expect this motherfucker.
She did it.
She was blind.
She did it though.
Cause it's sealed.
How she did it?
She was blind. She didn't see shit.
Hey man, love is powerful, man.
It gotta be powerful as hell to miss this. Like
it's the most powerful drug out there.
Yeah, you just walk over there. Yeah, baby, you ever had some seal love?
Wow.
Seal love. This is where
trash is the biggest line I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, let's have some seal love tonight. And like you what? Play Kiss from a Rose, that like you fuck up your face, like that day, like
that day.
Yeah, like apparently we're human, so we'll heal. I don't know what the fuck. Like you heal and shit, and you're good.
I guess that's the one black man that didn't know shit about cocoa butter.
No, that's not. I think you know what I think happened. It's appropriate he did the shit for the movie Batman. Cause didn't Two-Face start off that way? They threw some shit in his face. Like he just really got into the role. He's like, no, Seal, you're making a song for Batman. Oh shit. Oh goddamn.
Into the game like that though.
Like a method actor. He just came in. I'm gonna be a Batman. It just got some razor blades and fucked his face up. Yeah, I'm scary as hell. Yeah.
I forgot.
There's a reason.
There's a reason. There's a reason for everything.
Okay, what happened?
I just said what? I forgot.
I would like
to know.
True life Hollywood stories. Okay, here's how Seal got like this.
I would watch it.
I would watch Seal's I want to know, one, the origin of how he got like this. Maybe Seal is a superhero. Because wow. Every superhero has some fucked up backstory. Usually your parents die, you fall in some vat of acid, you do something radioactive, and you get powers. What if Seal's power is to just convince just gorgeous white bitches that he's the shit?
That's a hell of a power.
That's a hell of a power, but it only lasts for 10 years. It only lasts.
Okay, then you go on to the next
it
one.
It only lasts for 10 years.
You go on to the next one. Shit.
Okay. Other than the fact that he's blind. You think Seal, like Seal, but this is a Seal show at this point because Seal trusted.
Turned it into that too.
Yes.
Not me.
Yeah. You know what?
Sam did.
I just feel with a nation.
Wow.
A nation. 10 years we had to Seal and Heidi Klum. Not that I'm hating on them, but the day one.
But you are hating.
No, I'm just reporting at this point.
Reporting?
I'm reporting because it's not hating because it's over. I'm just telling you how it went down. Now, if it went down, if it went down horribly, it is what it is. I'm just reporting. Hold on, I'll play this shit for myself. Where's the breaking news button? There's a lot of fucking buttons here. But anyway. Alright, I'm just reporting. So, hold on. Seal, Heidi Klum break up. From day one, everyone was waiting on this day. Everyone was okay. I have never seen a relationship where day one we was like
every white man was waiting on this day.
Every white guy was waiting on this day. Every black guy was like, really? Fuck that. Everyone was psyched. Was like, really?
Like I got a shot.
Everyone felt better about them, like, if that motherfucker could do that. I know, I personally have said that phrase, referring to Seal, while dating a bitch. that was totally out of my league. I'm not going to say her name because we're trying to get her on the show. I want to call it the Rogues Gallery Show. We're just going to put like five of my exes in a room with me, with mics, and I'm just sitting there and just watch what happens.
That's what's up. I would never do no shit like that, but that's what's up. Not me.
I was just like,
hell no.
I don't want to listen to that shit.
I'm straight.
But either way, so Seal, since day one, we was all counting on this day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily hating on him, but we was just like,
I ain't gonna lie, though. I was rooting for the nigga.
I did root for him. I was confused.
I wasn't confused.
I was confused because I'm like, okay.
This is how I feel. I wasn't confused because every white woman want her at least one black man.
But that black man.
That was that one. She couldn't leave.
He didn't have a face.
Man, listen.
She was blind. I'll stick to my story. I'll put my name on it. She was
love
blind.
Love is blind.
Shit, she's the embodiment of it, goddammit, because she did not blink at the... And you know somebody told her, right?
Ain't nobody told her shit.
In 10 years! No one told her! You know you fucking Seal, right?
Can you imagine her parents' face when she brought him into the crib? For
yes! Hey, mama, daddy, this is Seal.
Right. What the fuck is his real name? I know his mama ain't named him Seal.
I hope she did.
Wow.
You know he doesn't have a last name. He's just Seal what?
McLovin.
Just Seal. Just what? Seal. I would like to be Mr. Clone. Mr. Clone. Probably at work. Alright.
The father.
Yeah, the father, Mr. Clone. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah.
She from over there too, ain't she?
Yeah. Yeah, you just probably at work the next day. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I had to put up a lot of shit. I had to put up with a lot of... I see him just going off at work. Right, right, somebody who totally don't deserve it. Like, the motherfucker gave him, like, the wrong coffee. Motherfucker gave him the wrong donut. Got his fucking lunch order wrong. And he just put him aside. You know what? I had to deal with a lot of shit in my life. I have a hot daughter that at least half the goddamn world, and I'm not fucking with you, at least half the world has jerked off to my daughter. And I have to carry this shit around
That's
knowing this.
That's the second time you done talked about jerking off, dog. You be beating your meat, dog.
A little bit, I'm married. don't think that shit stops when you put on a ring.
Wow.
But anyway.
Honesty.
You want honesty, goddamn. You came to the right show. What? I mean, I make love, but sometimes you gotta... Sometimes you gotta release the poison.
Listen.
Just throwing it out there. I'm
throwing it right back. Okay? That's it. No more talk about that.
All I'm saying is, Heidi Klum, one of the hottest bitches in the world. Mr. Klum just probably been. It's bad enough I have to deal with that shit. It's bad enough she brought up... Did they call them niggas over there?
I think everybody loves everybody. I really don't think that.
I think it's stronger there for some reason.
England?
I think there's another name for it.
I mean, I don't know, man.
But either way, he probably said something like off kilter, where like what? Like she brought one of those darker gentleman. Well, it's like, what? Alright, it's not racist, but why'd you have to emphasize
it's
it?
It's slightly racist.
It's like, it's not truly racist, but it's descriptive as hell.
It sounds like that.
Okay, she brought one of those darker gentlemen over the house. He was missing a face and only has one
missing
name.
Missing a face.
His name. And what is that name? Seal. Like the animal? Yes, it's spelled exactly like the goddamn animal.
Yeah.
And I have been putting up with this shit. I'd be damned if you fuck up my coffee order one more time. I will go in your shit. And from that day, about, I don't know, 11 years ago, Mr. Klum has had his coffee order exactly right every goddamn
That's definitely true.
Every goddamn every day is exactly how he wants.
I don't know where the hell you came up with that little idea you just had. But yeah, that's probably true.
That's probably true. Every day, his shit had to go right. Because if he pulled sniper action, a Columbine, he just went on the loose to start stabbing people, honestly, no one would blame him.
What?
No one would blame him! His son-in-law's claim to fame, okay, is Kiss from a Rose. At the time, his daughter was the most eligible bachelorette. It was to the point where she could have had anyone in the world, period. Period. 10 years ago. Now, we're not talking about modern day Heidi Klum.
First of all, I cannot believe you still talking about Seal, dog.
Because it's...
I know why. It's your long-lost twin.
First of all, I have a face and a last name, goddamn.
Hey, y'all, Sam looks just like Seal, real shit.
You know there's a picture of me that shows...
have acid face.
If I had acid face... Like, Seal didn't use the acid face to his advantage. I would have just scared motherfuckers. No gun required. I would have just robbed them. Look at my face! Imagine, just take what you need, dog. Just take what you need.
Playing peekaboo with the kids.
God damn. I think that was one game he never was allowed to play.
Kids fucking shit.
Kids just. You know he had to explain that shit to his kids?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Alright, children. You're going to leave this house. And no one is going to look like me.
Yeah. Ain't nothing worse than when Michael Jackson was taking the kids out with hoods on and shit.
You know what? The difference is between Michael Jackson and Seal. Okay, first of all, let's break down the differences between Michael Jackson and Seal.
I said the wrong shit.
Michael Jackson has a catalog of songs that we can all name and sing. We all know the words.
Yep.
Seal has one
that
we know. It ain't just me.
Seal has fans.
He does. I'm one of them because I know that one Batman song.
You a Seal fan? I ain't never said I was a fan.
I am. I like the Batman song.
That one song was kind of banging.
I like the Batman song. So by you liking that song, you're a Seal fan. I was rooting for him on a personal level. Like first of all, you got Heidi Klum.
I like one song that Waka Flocka made. That Round of Applause shit. That's my shit.
You're not a Waka Flocka.
Hell no.
No, I'm saying I'm a fan of the one song, but I'm a fan of him personally. How the fuck did you do that?
Oh man, he's a pillar in the black community.
He is. He broke barriers, goddammit. He broke a lot of fucking barriers at one time. Seal.
She liked the girl next door too. She has that look of the girl.
Yeah, she had the girl next door look. And he's the nigga from under the stairs.
Wow. Only you would say that.
He's good.